Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. Don't forget, you can visit russellgrant.com to read your daily, weekly, love and monthly horoscopes. Plus, you can watch Russell's daily video horoscopes for free.
Hello Taurus, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, November the 11th and the whole week ahead. Saturn's connection to Uranus is exceptional, and it's exceptional because it combines the old Saturn with the new Uranus. But what is it good for you for? All manner of things. But most of all, enabling you to nail down your emotions and feelings so that lessons you've learned in the past enable you to work towards much more stability and security within. Here's your Sunday stars. When you put the Moon and Venus and Jupiter together and working so very well, this is a time for fun. How do you get your fun? Well, that's entirely up to you, but F-U-N is the operative word, and let us put them together. And that's what I want you to do today. I want you to go out and enjoy yourself, because these stars are saying that's what you need and deserve. Here's your Monday stars. A Venus conjunct Jupiter is wonderful, and it falls in your seventh house of relationships. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Venus conjunct Jupiter is one of the luckiest and most opportunistic aspects that you can get, and it's all in a good cause, and the cause is love. And the cause is you. Over the next few days, if you're looking for someone special in your life, then can I suggest this is the most opportune time to go out and meet people. And here's your Tuesday stars. Moon's in Libra, and the link to Mercury is good for head and heart matters. In other words, decision making and problem solving, because you put the two together with the Moon, that sensitivity and emotions. And Mercury is thoughts and ideas, so get them together and you can come up with all kinds of ideas that help you to solve a situation that's been hanging around for too long. And here's your Wednesday stars. It all revolves around the sign of Libra for you today, and that's matters to do with health and work and business. So that's where you should be directing your energy now, in these areas. So if you need to get into a keep fit class, or to have a new diet, or anything that is going to make you feel good about yourself, that's where you should concentrate your energy now. Here's your Thursday stars. Well, you don't get better for romance and Venus and Neptune, and boy, you've got it now. Venus is in your 7th house, and the link to Neptune in Pisces in your 11th is good. Very often this kind of aspect heralds a relationship that is born of friendship. So it's like you're either introduced to somebody through a friend, or somebody is a friend first and becomes a lover later. How exciting. Here's your Friday stars. So much going on now in your seventh house of relationships. There is a cluster of planets and aspects that all point you towards going towards new things and new energies in so many new ways. But it's about meeting people. You see, you can go online and join dating websites and all the rest of it. But in the end, you won't know a person until you actually cross their path personally.
Get your free natal horoscope report at russellgrant.com to discover the planetary positions at your exact time of birth. See you next week.